Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
Listen, so I was thinking about when I was talking about all the stuff that I was going to do, and I wasn't doing nothing, right? How many of you all are in a season where you were in a season where you were talking about you were going to do something, but you weren't actually doing it, right? In a season of procrastination. I wasn't doing anything, okay? And I was just talking. And I sent out a text message this morning saying that when I was not doing a damn thing, no one gave a shit that I wasn't doing anything, right? And it took me a few years to realize that I used to say things like, oh, next year, you know, next year I'm going to get to it when I get my taxes back. Remember if I used to say when they get their taxes back, they going to do this, they going to do that. And every year you would say, when you get your taxes back, when you get your taxes back, the next year, the next year, the next year, right? What's that mean? Like tomorrow, you keep saying tomorrow, right? But the biggest thing that I was thinking about this morning was the fact that when I was saying tomorrow, or I'm going to, no one held me accountable. No one gave a crap that I wasn't following up and doing the stuff that I said I was going to do. I was around people who were just cool with me living a mediocre life, right? And I want you all to take a look at how many people you told a dream to, okay? Let's talk about it. How many people have you shared your dream or your vision with, okay? And they have literally watched you not do a damn thing. And they haven't said a word to you. They haven't held you accountable. They haven't said, friend, I thought you said you were going to do this by this time. Or friend, what happened to you starting this business? Or friend, I thought you were going to get into real estate. Friend, what's going on? You know, what happened? Okay. Let me tell you some real shit that I'm learning. People do not care when you don't take action. They do not care. They will not hold you accountable. They won't say anything, baby. They will sit there and let you live your normal life. And I had someone message me. She said, Ronnie, you're always traveling. You know, Ronnie, you're going to these conferences. She asked me, do you get burnt out? I said, baby, I never get burnt out from being around different energy. If I could be quite frank with you, when I get around certain people, I get excited. It starts making me remember that I need to get on my shit, right? I was talking to my brother Alex yesterday. Shout out to my brother Alex. But y'all know he has the whole trucking portal system going on, good energy, right? And we were just talking about like the numbers, and he was just telling me how he's been having these $1 million months, okay? Let me say that one more time. $1 million months in his business. And we were just talking about just how things have changed when you outsource and you get a team and your team is riding for you and everything is coming together and having those systems in place. And I'm just thinking, if I wasn't right here listening to this conversation, I would not have been reminded that I need to go a little harder to hit my goal, right? I'm trying to tell y'all, if you are not around people who are going after something or attempting to accomplish something, you're not going to be as motivated. And what you all don't realize is when you are not doing what you are supposed to do, no one gives a shit. People not going to call you out on bullshit. It's not very likely that people are going to call you out on not doing what you're supposed to do. People will sit around and allow you to stay still. Okay? A lot of y'all kids are going back to school today. Right? My kids go back to school next week. I cannot wait. Let me just say this. I can't wait, but that's a whole nother story. A lot of y'all kids are going back to school next week, all right? Y'all better be prepared. This is today. You need to start planning today what you're about to do when your kids go back to school. What goal are you going to accomplish? What dream is going to come true? What is your day going to look like? Start mapping that stuff out now, because a lot of y'all aren't making progress because you're going to make excuses. I sent a text message out today to somebody who's on my text list. And I sent this text message out saying, get up and do something. And somebody responded and was like, I'm fasting. Let me just tell y'all something. You can fast and still work. Let me run this back. The Bible says faith without work is dead. Okay? Y'all got to stop, right? Stop trying to use the religion and all that stuff as excuses. You can fast and eat. I know about fasting, okay? You eat before the sun comes up and you don't eat again until the sun comes down. That doesn't mean that you don't work during that time, okay? Y'all got to get a little more serious if you all want to be successful, okay? I know about fasting. Let me just let y'all know this. I know I be cursing and I be coming to y'all straight up, but I don't know if y'all realize this. One of my best friends is Muslim, okay? And the other one of my best friends is a whole minister, okay? Whole Christian minister. So I got a Muslim best friend and a Christian best friend. And both of them, they're on it. They're on their side. My Muslim friend, she on her deen, okay? And my minister friend, she heavy in the church, okay? So I know about fasting. I know about religion. I know about all of that. But what I do know is just because you are heavy when it comes to your religion, it doesn't mean that you fall back when it comes to doing the work. God isn't just going to drop it in your lap until you show him that you're willing to work for it, okay? She on her deen. Isn't that what y'all be saying? So I just had to come to y'all real quick, because it's just like a lot of y'all be making excuses and then you don't even realize the people that you're around, they don't even care if you bullshit. So a lot of y'all need to be getting to these conferences and getting around different people that can just get your mind going and remind you that it's possible for you, but you don't see the value of sitting in a crowd and being around 5,000 other people who are hungry and want more. I want you to see the vision. I want you to see and understand how that can ignite your fire. That is the thing that ignites my fire. When I'm around those kind of people, I'm ready. We went out last night. We were talking, having fun, laughing, talking business. We're always talking about our goals. You have to get around the right people. And let me just tell y'all something else. Y'all got to pay attention to the type of people that you get around, right? Will you only be around people who will sit in the crowd for you? Get around some women that they will come and support you even when they're not on the stage, right? I was just thinking like, man, my girl Tiffany, she flew out here for the weekend to support me, right? So did my girl Abigail. So did so many of my girl CEOs, right?
Did you know that in the last year, rates of anxiety and depression have doubled in the U.S.? These days, it can take weeks to get to a traditional therapy appointment. That's why you need to check out Cerebral. Cerebral is an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more. one of the few services that provide prescription medications online through a licensed provider and ships medication straight to your door. They also have unlimited messaging with your care team. With the Cebu mobile app, it's like having your own personal care team wherever you go. You're able to connect with your counselor and your therapist on your own schedule through your laptop or the Cebu mobile app. And you get affordable treatment that are one-third of the price of traditional therapy. And for all of our Girl CO listeners on this program, you can receive 65% off on your first month of medication management and care counseling at getcebral.com/GirlCO. Go to getcebral.com/GirlCO for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started. Join Cebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all.
But here's what I want you all to understand. I talked about everyone trying to connect with the people on the stage. Okay? I told my girl CLs, I said, come down here. And when you are down here, make sure you are connecting with the people in the audience. Right? They came down here to support me. And I told them, I said, don't focus on the people in the audience. Right now is harvest season. Right? Right now you're planting the seeds and you're waiting for the seeds to harvest. What am I talking about? Your goal is to go to these conferences and connect with the people that are beside you, all right? Connect with the people in the audience, okay? Connect with the people who are there. David Shands and I, we were once in the audience. I remember sitting on the phone with David Shands all day just talking about, David Shands was charging like $50 for coaching. 50. And we were talking about, like, this was years ago, by the way, okay? This was years ago, all right? We were talking about prices being too low and how to build a coaching program. And we've been hustling for years. I remember we were doing like the social proof stuff and doing events in different states. And I'm collaborating with David and we're going all over the place. But we were in the audience together. We weren't on the stage at these big events. But yesterday, David was interviewing me on the stage. And right now, our podcasts are the two top podcasts and what is it? Two top 30 podcasts on iTunes. And it's only two black ones. Okay? It's only two black ones. My point is, we weren't always there. But if I was so busy trying to get to the people that was up on the stage, I would have never built a relationship with David. Okay? When I first met David, he was like selling t-shirts and stuff. We were hustling. Okay? I want you all to understand the concept of what I'm saying. Sometimes you go to these conferences and the person that's sitting beside you, they're next. Share this live with y'all friends real quick. Y'all got to understand that you don't know who's next. You don't know who's next. You don't know who's next. You don't know who's going to blow next. All right? The name of my podcast is the Girl CO Podcast. If y'all have not downloaded the Girl CO, go download it right now. Okay? But you never know who's going to pop off. I want y'all to just hear me on this. You never know who's going to pop off. So treat everybody accordingly. A lot of y'all be out here clout chasing. And you be clout chasing behind some people and you don't even know their spirit. You don't even know their soul. You don't even know their attitude. You don't know who they are. Okay? You're just looking at, they look and appear to be successful. Right? And what you have to know and understand is everybody don't get to success the same way. But you don't figure that part out until you do business with AA. Right? So I want you to understand a few things. Stop overlooking the people to the left and the right. All right? Trying to get behind and get to the people up here. Network on your level where you at. Because you can come up with people. All of these people that you see me around, let me just make this clear to y'all because I want to make sure y'all understand it. David Shands, I've known for years, probably over 6-7 years, okay? Years. This was in the beginning of the time. Justin, years, okay? Years, all right? I'm trying to tell y'all the people that y'all are seeing me around out here, most of them, I've had relationships with them for a long time, all right? All these, Maddie started working for my company years ago, helping me get like influencers for t-shirts and stuff like that. like years ago. So I just want you all to know and understand that everyone, when you meet them initially, they aren't where you're going to see them today. But if I would have overlooked just connecting with those people when they were at the level of we in an audience going to these events, trying to network, then we would have had the relationship that we have today. Because once people get to a certain level, you're different with who you allow in your presence. Okay. So everyone won't allow you to get around them like that. But what I'm trying to stress is we were all in the audience. In the audience, let me stress this, in the audience, together at these events, we were gathering small groups of people up. 15, 20 people were coming to these little events that we had. It wasn't packed out. I remember David and I, we did an event in New York. It was probably like 25, 30 people there. This was like 3-4 years ago.
The difference between antiperspirant and deodorant. Antiperspirant contains aluminum, which forms a plug in your sweat glands to stop you from sweating. Native deodorant does not contain aluminum or paraben or sulfates. It's vegan and it's never tested on animals. Native just works to keep you smelling fresh all day long. With over 10 scents, including their classic and rotating seasonals, you're guaranteed to find one you love. Their classic scents include coconut and vanilla, which is most popular, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. Trying to cut down on your plastic use? Native even has a deodorant made of 100% paperboard packaging. I personally love the mint and eucalyptus. It smells so good and it keeps me fresh all day long. You're going to love Native as much as I do. Right now, you can save 20% off on your first purchase. Go to nativedeo.com/girlceo or use promo code girlceo at checkout. That's nativedeo.com/girlceo or use promo code girlceo at checkout to save 20% off your first purchase.
But y'all don't want to hear about that part for real, because y'all are just focused on what's going on now. So I want to just stress, get around some people that are going to hold you accountable. Okay. Get around some people who are going to say, what's going on? And then get in the rooms. I was disappointed in seeing a lot of y'all hit me up like, dang, I should have came. It's like, oh, you got to see this and that person to just come. Y'all should have been there. Y'all should have been there. Then I started getting people hit me up like, Ronnie, I'm signing up for your coaching program. Why you got to see me on stage around these people for you to realize that you need to be in my coaching program? Every single week, I bring another person on here. Every Thursday, I'm bringing somebody on here that's talking about how they started making more money after working with me. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Y'all out here partying. Y'all out here going on these vacations to get content with your friends. With your ass out. Your bikinis on. You know, content is lit, right? But who's going to save you from making the mistakes that they made? The thing that I wish I would have known when I was starting my journey and becoming a business owner is how powerful it is to have someone who can prevent you from making the same mistake that they have made. I don't want to learn shit the hard way or on my own anymore. All right. The time where I got to lose 20,000 or 40,000 or 100,000 to learn a lesson, I don't want to do that anymore. I want people who have already done things to be able to save me and give me some wisdom. Right. I want to be around women who can call me out on my mess. Let me just say this. Are just as successful as I am, right? Can give me some game, okay? But also, most importantly, can turn around and be in the audience if I'm on the stage. Let me just let y'all know something. I'm going to get back to this part. Tiffany came down here to support me. Tiffany didn't speak this weekend. But we came down here to support our friend, Kiana. She spoke on yesterday, but she had an event on Friday. We went to her event. You got to be able to cheerlead for people when they on the stage and you in the audience. All right? You can't just show up for people when you on the stage. Okay? Because it's easy to be on the stage. But your humbleness, okay, how humble you are is going to be tested when it's time for you to sit your ass in the audience and clap for somebody else and take somebody else's photos. And what I admire about my sister is she came down here and was down here with me from Friday through Sunday, celebrating me, cheering me on, taking my photos. And we go like that for each other, right? We taking pictures. We, come on, kill it. Let's go. We going to sit. We going to make sure we watch each other win. You got to be around those type of women. It's different. I'm going to say this one more time. It's easy when you are on the stage, but can you still celebrate when it's your time to sit in the audience and you watching your friend on stage and you ain't there yet? That's going to be the true test of time. Because my sister say down here, how many of you all will book a flight to come and celebrate your friend from Friday through Sunday? And you not speaking, you not on no panel, you not doing none of that. You just showing up to let your friend know that you down for her. I want y'all to get to that point. That's the true test. Because we can all show up when it's glitz and glam and cameras and cheering for us. That's easy. Cool. And let me just go a little deeper. Not only did I show up and speak this weekend, but I was intentional about every single thing I did. I hope y'all understood this and that y'all saw this. On Friday, I had on a two-piece dress from Taylor J, okay, which is a Black-owned brand. I'm being very intentional about supporting other Black women. Make sure y'all go follow Shop Taylor J. Y'all tell her I sent y'all over there to her boutique this morning. It's one of my sisters, and I want to support her because I love what she's doing. She doesn't have this super glamorous Instagram, but she really creates quality clothing for Black women. And then for the entire weekend, the entire rest of the weekend, I was wearing Hanifa Official. And Hanifa Official is designed by Anifa, who is a Black designer, a young Black designer who is killing it, right? And not only did I just wear the clothes, all right, I tagged, I supported, I shouted them out. I let everybody know what I was wearing. This is what I'm telling y'all about being intentional with supporting people. Right? No, they ain't pay me, none of that kind of stuff. I really love the stuff that I'm wearing, right? A lot of y'all, if nobody gonna pay y'all, y'all don't even want to tag nobody. I ain't getting paid for promo. If you got Black women around you and they doing something, tag them. It's not gonna kill you to tag them. Y'all want to get blessed, but y'all ain't really trying to bless nobody else. Tag them. I had a Black woman do my makeup. Let me tell y'all something that no one knows. The girl who did my makeup is Mandy. She's been working for my company for 2 years for Girl CEO. She works for my company, all right? But she also does makeup on the side, all right? I want to support her hustle. I don't just want to support her when it comes time to her working for my business and her helping Girl CEO to grow, all right? And her helping her listed to grow. I'm supporting her side hustle. Let me run this back, because it's easy to support people when it's beneficial to you. Like if we're doing something Girl CEO related, oh, love you, blah, blah, blah. You're always helping Girl CEO, but she has a side hustle. She has a side hustle. She has a business. And she does makeup on the side. All right? Shop Taylor J. J-A-Y. I want to support her side hustle. Okay? I showed up. And every day that I was down here, that my face was beat, she did my makeup. How many of you all are willing to support your employees in their private endeavors? Or is it only if it's beneficial to you? I remember being an employee and my employer giving me hell, never wanted to support me, never wanted me to advertise my business at work. It's like, damn, so you just want me to be a slave for you forever. damn, forget the call that God has on my life. Just sit here and do your work. We got to get to that space.
Wish you were in early on some of the best performing IPOs of 2019 and 2020. Our crowd investors were. And now you can join them in what's next. With our crowd, accredited investors have access to invest directly, easily, and most importantly, early. Our crowd investors have benefited from our crowd companies IPOing like Beyond Meat or being bought by companies like Intel, Nike, Microsoft, and Oracle. What makes our crowd different? The investment professionals at our crowd have already reviewed thousands of companies, invested hundreds of millions of dollars, closed investments in over 200 companies, chosen dozens of companies that have made exits. Now you can invest in Consumer Physics, who have developed the first portable lab-grade device that can analyze material at a module level, helping farmers boost production, improve efficiency, and minimize waste. Consumer Physics has grown revenue 100% year over year and is used by over 50 global enterprise customers. Invest today at our crowd. Our crowd accredited investors have already invested over $1 billion in growing tech companies. Join the fastest growing capital investment community at ourcrowd.com/girlCEO. That's ourcrowd.com/girlCEO.
We got to get to that space. So I just want to just remind you all, it's Monday. Your kids are going back to school. Okay. Shout out to whoever just placed that order on Herlistic. But I was going to say thank y'all for supporting Herlistic the way that you all have been supporting Herlistic. And we just had our 1 year anniversary and I'm just blown away by the amount of people who have shown love to the brand. The skincare has been selling like crazy. We've been getting a ton of results, and I just hope that you all are observing the process and how hard I've been going to grow these companies, because running two companies is not easy, okay? I got my boys with me.
Yo.
Come say hi.
I take them everywhere I go, right? Somebody was asking me, they were like, how do you balance being a mom and not feeling mom guilt? When you take your kids, I mean, when you leaving and you going to these places, how do you not experience mom guilt? You know what I said? I said, my sons be with me. I don't know that feeling because I take my kids wherever I go. If I'm jumping on a flight, they with me. And they're here and they up doing their trading this morning. Get y'all kids in the room. Can we talk about that? Because we be getting our friends in the room. But get your kids in the room.
Mm-hmm.
My kids was kicking it with everybody yesterday. That exposure is so important because you ain't going to leave your company to your friends, though. You're going to leave your company to your kids. You're going to leave that money to your kids. That trust is going to be left to your children.
Legacy's not my shit.
Hold on. Let me flip this around. What you say, son? What you say? Say it one more time. He said legacies, not just friendships. That's what he said. Because let me just tell y'all something. A lot of y'all working real hard out here. I'm talking about hella hard. Hard. And my biggest fear for y'all is, while you getting all this money, are your children equipped to run your businesses? Are your children equipped to understand the concept of scaling? Do your kids know how to double the money? This is the mindset that we have to make sure that when we leave and depart this earth, our children won't fuck everything up that we didn't work for. Because you know what I be thinking? I be thinking like, even in my family, it's like my grandmama left all this money. That money gone. Because she ain't leave it to me. But she left it to some people in my family. I ain't going to be too detailed. But it's gone. It's blown.
That money
is gone. All right. So a lot of us, we have the intelligence. We have the network. We have the resources. We have the business ideas. But our children don't know how to run it. They don't know how to carry it on. They going to blow it. If some of us going to get some money and we going to leave it to our children. And by the time 3-4 years, that money gonna be blown, smoked up, fashion, jewelry, cars, gone. They gonna be back broke because they don't know how to network. They don't know how to talk to people. They don't know where to go to get information. They don't know who to tap into. So y'all might think I'm just bringing my kids here to get pictures and shit. Nah, I'm bringing my kids here so they know who to call. If something happened to me, it's like, you better call Alex and say, hey, I need to get a truck or something. I know my mom was cool with you. I'm making my kids follow all these people on Instagram. Okay, call, hit up Wall Street. Listen, I know if I'm dead and gone, he put you in a program or something. You know what I'm saying? Listen, hit up Rashad and them. Tell them to get you on an episode. Keep the legacy going. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Y'all better put y'all kids around these people so they can keep your legacy going. All right? You better, if something happened, my son know he can call Tiffany and say, mom gone. I know you know how to do this government contract and put me in the game. You know what I'm saying? I know they have a relationship with my friends now. They asked yesterday, it was a question like, what's more important, the work ethic or the network? And I said, the network, for real. Because if you have a network, you don't have to work as hard. You can come back strong, quick. Hit up 3-4 people. They can hit up David. Hey, I know you do podcasts and you was friends with my mom, right? We trying to keep it going. Build these relationships, but make sure your children are being exposed to these people. Don't have your kids come to these events and you not introducing them to people, right? My kids were sitting here talking to Kwame. He like a venture capitalist, killing it, investing millions and millions of dollars in companies. You know what he told my kids? He said, y'all did the first thing that's most important. Get in the room. Y'all downplay how important it is to just be in the room. My kids in the room, not just standing around, but I'm talking about meeting people. Because y'all might think I'm doing this for shits and giggles, but I'm doing this so that when I'm dead and I'm gone, because we ain't living forever, friends, I'm trying to make sure that my kids are not irresponsible financially and that they're not out here buying stuff, that they're understanding how to build companies and they're doing things that are legal and that can take them to the next level, because I don't want them to get caught up in no bullshit, right? Get your kids in the room. Get your kids in the room. We out here working real hard, but do our children have the mindset that they need to have to go to the next level? I woke up this morning, it was 9 o'clock. My kids, they up here trading now. They in the foreign exchange market, on a call, trading. It's like, come on, everybody, this is how I have it set up in my household, and I encourage y'all to do it the same way.
Talk about how crazy the holidays can be, especially for sending orders in the mail. The holidays are coming up, and if you're selling anything online, it's time to prepare for the busiest time of the year. Between growing your business, managing inventory, and juggling orders, you've got a lot going on this holiday season. Make shipping the easiest part of your day with ShipStation. We love ShipStation over at GirlCEO because it allows us to do mass orders at one time. And we actually just love the preset feature as well, where we can go ahead and enter the shipping rate for each one of our products in advance. And it just makes the experience so much smoother. Figuring out the best way to ship your orders can be frustrating and confusing. ShipStation makes it quick, easy, and convenient. You can easily import orders from any sales channel. You can automate just about any shipping task. You spend less time sorting through orders and more time doing what you do best. ShipStation also integrates all selling channels into one simple dashboard, so you can literally connect carriers, print shipping labels, and get your products out of the door fast. With over 100,000 sellers that are using ShipStation in their business, you know it's the right thing to use, okay? ShipStation works with all of the major carriers, and they give you exclusive discounts on UPS and USPS shipping, because y'all know shipping is expensive, okay? So you can compare carriers and choose the best solution for you and your customers. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. Yes, they are finally giving us access without the contracts or commitments. It's never too late to start prepping for the holiday rush. So get ahead with ShipStation. My listeners can use my offer code GIRLCO to get a 60-day free trial just in time for the holidays. That's 2 months of stress-free holiday shipping, best friends, for free, okay? Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top, and enter GIRLCO. ShipStation. Make ship happen.
Everybody got to have something to add to the family, okay? Everyone has to have a gift. We all got to be doing something, all right? We talk about economical living, where all the families live together and everybody's making money together. We see that in different cultures, right? We see especially with Asians, right? They come over here and they save money up and boom, after 4 to 5 years, every 4 to 5 years, they gift another person with like $1 million or $500,000 to start their business. But what they do is they all live together. They all save their money together. And every 3 to 4 years, all the money that's in the pot, it gets given to one person to start a company. And that's how they build generational wealth. But here's the unfortunate side of being Black in America, right? Black people always got to take care of their parents. Where the parents are supposed to be the ones that's supposed to be taken care of and set and making sure that we're good. But when we get older, we end up taking care of our parents, okay? And then on top of that, when we taking care of our parents, we think that everybody living in the house, oh, we doing economical living, economics, family economics. You're not doing family economics when one person is doing everything. Let me run this back to y'all. What normally happens in the Black family is that one person gets some money and then everybody in the whole fucking family is living off and leveraging one person. That is not economical living. That is leveraging, using, taking advantage of one person. And then when that one person dies or something happens, you look up and that one person is broke as hell because everybody was depending on them. You normally see this when people go into the NFL or the NBA or something like that. That is not economical living, y'all. That is when one person is getting money. Okay. One person is getting money. And then everyone starts to leech off of that one person. How do we change this? Let's talk about solution-based thinking. You change this by making sure everybody in your family has a source of income. Economical living is when we're all putting our money in a pot together and we save on utilities and bills because we're working together as a team. And then we turn around and we gift each other with a large sum of money. Economical living is not when you have one successful person in your family and everyone's living off that one successful person or asking that one successful person to pay their bills, rent, electric, or calling on them all the time when they're in a tight spot because they are not making good financial decisions. That is not economical living. So today, I'm going to challenge y'all. Make sure everybody that lives in your household is bringing something to the table, right? If you're an entrepreneur, you better start a business for every single child in your family and make them accountable for having some sort of resource outside of what you're doing, okay? Everybody got to learn a trade. Everybody got to learn a way. This is what is most important right now, especially with Black families. Everyone needs to have a way. My sons, they're doing trading. They're in the Forex market. I have GIRLCO. All right. My daughter just graduated. She's about to start selling hair. She has a brand. It's going to be like hair and like fashion all in one. It's called Ready in 15. Okay. Like y'all got to understand that you got to position your kids. We don't know when the Lord going to call us home. I can be gone next week. Period. I'm not going to be. In Jesus' name, amen. But you don't know when you're going to be gone. So I'm just letting y'all know. Let's transition the thinking. All right. Let's shift the mindset. All right. And let's start building some generational wealth for our families. All right. I'm out of here. I need to get ready. You about to get on this flight. I love y'all. I hit y'all up when I get home. If you all are not enrolled in my brand rehab coaching program, click the link in my bio to apply. And if you all are not a part of the Girl CEO community, entry level entrepreneurs, this is a community where we connect. This is the beginning of being connected to me and getting the resources that we have. We have a community of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women in there, and we're winning together. We have a vault of over 100 different courses and masterclasses that you can take to grow and build your business. We have events, we have meetups, we do open in the month calls together every single month. And then you also get accountability partners. When you are in this community, if you attend our first open in the month call, you will be able to pick and choose an accountability partner to network with, to connect with throughout the month, to accomplish your goals with. That's how much you made already. Let me show y'all my son showing me how much he made today. Y'all see this? It's going up? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I'm going up.
So if y'all haven't signed up for Girl CEO, www.joingirlceo.com. You can join for free for the first 30 days. Get in there today. Get in there today. Stop playing. Stop playing. Get in there today. All right? I love y'all. See y'all on the inside. Comment on my last post. Let me know when you join, when you sign up. Stop playing. All right? www.joingirlceo.com. Bye, y'all.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.